Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Day 305 and day 318 since Joey promised he wouldn't abandon Americans behind enemy lines. In fact, he did more than we even thought. And thousands with American green cards and our Afghan allies that he also promised, we're not going to abandon you. We promised you. And he abandoned them all. If you're not following the news today, you've been busy. The Fed now launched their biggest broadside, raising the benchmark interest rates a whopping 0.75 percentage point in a move that is the single biggest hike since 1994. Now, this is going to have a huge impact on the economy. Their idea is the economy, inflation, it's overheated. We need to slow it down. Well, slowing it down is going to impact people's lives dramatically. And even the Fed and even economists are now saying, yeah, job growth is going to pretty much stall out. And if you don't have a job, you better try and get one fast. Let me give you a quick little math summary. Let's say you buy a $400,000 home. Okay. Let's say you put down 25%, 100 grand. Let's say you got in, not at the lowest part, but in, you know, at a good rate of 3.75%. Now, many of you might have locked in the twos. Many of you locked in the low threes, because you refinanced. These rates today will seem really low compared to a year, 2 years from now. What, mark my words, if in fact Goldman Sachs and all these economists are right and we're going to have another 6 or 8 rate hikes. All right, let's say so you 3.75% rate, 30-year term, and, you know, taxes, we'll just assume, you know, average tax rate, I don't know, $3,200, okay? And somebody sent me this today. Now, if you had a 3.75 interest rate on a $300,000 loan, you put 25% down, your monthly payment for your home would be $1,981. Okay. Now let's jump to close to where we were yesterday. Well, 6.35% before the 0.75 percentage point basis point increase, the biggest since 1994, before today's rate increase. And you were paying now 6.5%, whatever percent, somewhere in there. Same home, 400 grand. Same down payment, 25%. You put down a 100 grand. So you're borrowing 300. 30-year term, same taxes. Well, because of the interest rate hike, you know, 3%, a little less than 3%, instead of paying 1,981, that same home will be $2,537. All right, now you're adding another full point on top of it. So now we're going to be over 7%. Well, now you can add another $600 or so to your monthly payment. And what does that mean for the economy? What does that mean in just the housing industry? And I know many people have been looking at the stock market. The stock market's great. Your 401k is great until you actually extract it and take that money out. Until then, it is subject to market forces. That's the stupidity of the and insanity of the idea. We're going to tax people on their projected capital gains. Well, it's not a gain until you actually sell something or sell something off or sell a stock off or you buy a business. And maybe it's worth $1 million one day, but by the time you sell it, it's worth $500,000. And yet you've already paid taxes on it. Do you get a refund? It's insanity. It's not a realized gain. But Democrats, they want to pick your pocket any way they can. So what's going to happen with these rate price increases? Let me tell you what's going to happen as a former contractor. New home construction is going to now come to a screeching halt. That's actually good if you're looking to get a contractor because they've been pretty unavailable in recent years, which I say good for them. I did that 10 years of my life. It's hard work. They're now going to struggle as an industry. Mark my words. New home construction is pretty much going to come to a screeching halt. Now, what's the next impact of all of this? Well, with rising interest rates, as I just pointed out to you, that means you're going to have fewer people getting into the wanting to buy a new home because it's now become dramatically more expensive for them to do so. So what does that mean? That means sales of existing homes will drop significantly. What does that mean for homeowners? Well, the valuation that maybe you had before Joe Biden was president or maybe in the first year of his presidency and home buying was going wild, and especially in places like Florida and Tennessee, you know, you'd have an open house and 15 people would show up and people would start bidding above asking price. That's all going to come to a screeching halt also, because you won't have as many buyers out there. You won't have as many people in the market out there. And home values will decrease probably rather dramatically. And homes are usually people's biggest investment. So it's going to hurt and it's only going to get worse. This is now, we've raised interest rates 2.25 points, including today's rate. That now means, is it two? Wait, well, I think it's two full points, 2 basis points. So this is where we are. This is what Joe Biden's economic and energy policies have now caused. Now, this is where I keep going back to the issue of oil and gas. Hannity, you're a broken record. I'm not a broken record. We were energy independent. We didn't need to be begging these countries that hate our guts, like Iran and Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations and Venezuela and Russia. We have enough natural resources available in this country. It's good for national security. It's good for job creation. It's good in terms of lowering the price of gas. You're significantly increasing the world supply. That will, if demand remains constant, that will drive down the price. That also will have an impact on everything we buy in every store we go to, because the rigs, the 18-wheelers that bring and deliver the goods to the stores, they'll be paying less in terms of diesel prices, and they can lower their rates, and we will be the beneficiaries of such. And the cost of production for manufacturers, that will go down as well. This is not complicated economics, but this is where we now are. And all we get are, well, when we get to renewable energy independence, then you can expect your prices to be reduced. Well, somebody needs to show me the science behind all of this, because none of this technology they're talking about exists at a level that we could afford it that makes the transition possible. So in the meantime, they're living on their fantasy land, thinking that what we're just going to suck it up at $5 plus a gallon for gasoline and more for diesel in the meantime. By the way, or get lectured about how we need an electric car. By the way, I happen to like Ford Motor Company. This is not a hit on them, but they have now issued a recall for 49,000 they have of their electric Ford Mustangs. manufactured between May of 2020 and May of 2022. Anyway, a huge chunk of their Mustang electric vehicle fleet, almost all of it, they've now been instructed, dealers have been instructed to stop selling them if they were produced between that period while it develops a fix for 48,924 Mustang owners that have experienced overheating, startup problems, loss of power. Let me repeat, loss of power. And I'm not saying I'm against electric cars. I had a hybrid once. Not quite the same, but it is what it is. So we now also, now think of the other impact of all of this. People now, because of Biden's high energy cost, all of this preventable. This is what really angers me the most. We did not have to go down this insane road. This was promised by Biden. He delivered on his promise. And we're all suffering as a result of his adherence to this climate alarmist religious cult, New Green Deal cult of his. But now, okay, look at America's retailers. Well, Wall Street Journal, read the journal, points out Americans' retail spending in May declined because consumers are feeling the pinch from inflation, high gas prices, rising interest rates that are making car purchases more expensive. By the way, if you think cars that they can't produce enough of, if you can find one, you're usually paying above MSRP. Now, if you're going to if you're going to take out a loan to get that car, if you're going to finance it, it's even going to cost more. Anyway, retail sales are now down. We now see also spending at stores, spending online, restaurants. That all has dropped in May. More than the previous month, the Commerce Department saying today, first decline month over month in retail spending in a year. I mean, if you look at Biden inflation and the scoreboard, you know, we're paying double digits more for meat and poultry and eggs and non-alcoholic drinks and dairy and cereal and bakeries and any restaurant you go to, you pay more there too as well. I mean, this is now a self-induced crisis. Now, the normal thing to do would be to look at your policies and say, maybe we're doing something wrong. No, they doubled down. Joe Biden, and I'll play this at the bottom of the hour. You're going to love this. Screaming, screeching at the AFL-CIO yesterday. I mean, you can't even make it up. He's just making one delusional comment after another. We're changing lives. And I'm like, yeah, you're changing lives for the worse. I mean, everything you've done is now hurting us. Now they're writing letters to the oil companies. Why don't they go and look at the oil company profit margins over the years? Now, they have years they make billions of dollars. They do. It's the lifeblood of the world's economy. If you're in the oil business, it's a risky business. But I can show you years like 2021, or I'm sorry, 2020, where Chevron lost $5.5 billion, or in 2016, $479 million, or Exxon lost $22.4 billion in 2020. So they have years where they do really well, or Devon Energy. Well, they lost in 2021, $2.8 billion. They lost in 2020, $2.7 billion. They lost in 2019, $355 million. Pioneer Natural Resources. Now, the other thing we have is because of bureaucratic regulation and Democrats, because now Democrats, Ron Wyden, well, first Joe Biden sends a letter to oil company executives blaming them for his freaking policies. We can go back to the policies that he inherited. He is the one that has burdened the country by killing off the Keystone XL pipeline, banning drilling in Anwar, pausing all new oil and gas permits on federal lands, restricting fracking, slowing down production of a slew of new regulations. And yeah, our refineries, we're almost at 100% capacity as it is. And liberals and leftists and climate alarmist cult members don't want to build new refineries because it might pollute the planet. And they don't like fossil fuels. So they cause that problem on top of every other problem. I'm telling you, just, you know, now in the long term, I have a little hope, but it's going to take a change in power. You're going to have to vote for people that support liberty, freedom, capitalism, our Constitution, energy independence, border security, common sense, less bureaucracy, lower taxes. That's it. It's that simple. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
So here we have record gas prices, and our climate alarmist guru, John Kerry, had this to say.
Energy security worry is driving a lot of the thoughts now about, oh, we need more drilling of gas. We need more drilling of this. We need to go back to coal. No, we don't. We absolutely don't. And we have to prevent a false narrative from entering into this, or, again, pun intended, we are cooked.
Yeah, we do need to. And Joey is just, he's about to go over to Saudi Arabia. Now, this is what Joe said as a candidate about Saudi Arabia. We have that cut somewhere. Apparently, we don't have it. Anyway, he said he would make the Saudi Arabian government the pariah and accused MBS of killing Jamal Khashoggi. And now Joe Biden's going to Saudi Arabia. And they want to tell us and convince us that he's not going there to talk about energy or oil. Now, we know they're trying to make a deal with the Iranian mullahs that would give them money that has been frozen for them because of their ties to terrorism and their threats against, you know, most other countries in the world. They're now going to give them billions of dollars. And they're going to allow them to partner with Russia and build a nuclear facility. And they want the Iranian Revolutionary Guard off the terror watch list. And then we're going to import oil from Iran and make them rich?
or make Venezuela rich. Now we're going to make the Saudis rich and OPEC rich. And we have all the natural resources right here in this country. If he just returned to the Trump policies and rescind his idiotic green policies that he implemented on all of us.
Solid as a rock. Honest. Truthful. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
By the way, 25 till the top of the hour. This is just broken. Apparently, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the U.S. pandemic response from the NIH, highest paid government official, has now tested positive for COVID-19. He says he's experiencing mild symptoms. According to the NIH, doesn't say what he will be doing in terms of treatment. We wish him well. But he, along with everybody else, if you remember when they were pushing their vaccines, they did, if you get vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. Okay, now people are vaccinated and they got their first shot. They get the second shot. Then they get the first booster. Then they get the second booster. Then they even get infected with COVID, but started with Delta variant and breakthrough cases, and you have natural immunity, and then people are getting it twice. And still they are running out of monoclonal antibodies, and they took them forever to get the, you know, what do you call it? Paxlovid, the antivirals out there. By the way, joke of the day, Hillary Clinton slamming the mainstream media is too reluctant to call a lie and take on the battle between democracy and authoritarianism. The woman that signed off on the two biggest lies and conspiracy theories probably in history, you know, Trump Tower and Alpha Bank connected to Russia, lie. She signed off on it. She paid for the dirty disinformation dossier full of lies about Trump-Russia collusion. Good grief. You know, did you wipe your server clean? You mean like with a cloth? You mean, is that what you mean? We live in amazing times, don't we? Anyway, so you got all of these issues, all of these problems. The only one good thing I heard out of the Biden administration, they're considering instituting a federal gas tax holiday. You may not know this, but every time you fill up every gallon of gasoline, 18.3 cents a gallon for regular, 24.3 cents per gallon of diesel. Remember, that cost gets passed on to us anyway. Is what the federal government gets. You know, when you break it down, for example, they're so against tobacco companies, they make a fortune off tobacco companies. It's unbelievable. You know, Biden is out there and he's claiming, you know, that, you know, we're changing lives. Oh, you're changing lives. I'll use Joe's frame. For God's sakes, Joe, you're full of malarkey, because the malarkey never stops, Joe. Doubling down on his absolute stupidity. Now, notice where this came from. He's been signaling, said it even on Kimmel's show, that his problem is communications. We're just not telling the American people about all our success. And then he lies and tells the American people, the average family saved $9,000 more since I've been president. Wrong. Actually, just the opposite is true. Or so they're saving more money. So he doubles down on his stupid economic and energy policies. I don't want to hear any more of these reckless lies on spending. That's coming from every economist that is saying they overspent and didn't need the money that he approved in this extra COVID bill when he became president. And yeah, his policies are changing lives forever. You're right. You know, now we have a 41-2-year high of inflation, a tanking stock market, a looming recession. The highest gas prices we've ever paid, on average over $5 a gallon for gasoline. You know, the stimulus money that he dumped on the economy, $2 trillion. You want to know why the Fed is working so hard, raising interest rates and destroying the economy even further? Almost, and by the way, way too late. It's not going to have the impact that they think it's going to have. It's going to be even more disaster. You know, he blames Donald Trump. He blames Vladimir Putin. He blames everybody but himself and his climate alarmism.
And he has his climate, you know, alarmist leader, the climate change expert, John Kerry, the guy with his own private jets, flying around now in government private jets with a big carbon footprint. Every time it gets on board his plane, wouldn't have a problem if he didn't lecture us about the use of fossil fuels. We absolutely don't need to drill for more oil or more gas. All right. Well, he's got a fortune, so he can afford to fill up his jet anytime he wants. Have you seen the price of airline tickets recently, Mr. Kerry? I tend to doubt you have. Now Joey's going to go to Saudi Arabia. I just mentioned this at the bottom of the hour as we were going to break. This is the same guy that said this during the campaign. Listen.
The State Department also says the Saudi government is responsible for executing nonviolent offenders and for torture. President Trump has not punished senior Saudi leaders. Would you?
Yes. And I said it at the time. Khashoggi was, in fact, murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are. There's very little social redeeming value in the present government in Saudi Arabia. And I would also, as pointed out, I would end the subsidies that we have, end the sale of material to the Saudis, where they're going in and murdering children and they're murdering innocent people. And so they have to be held accountable.
More malarkey from Joey. Joey's now going to Saudi Arabia. Now, usually when you're with another head of state, he's going to meet with the Crown Prince. They usually have a joint press conference. Now, how much would you want to bet Joe Biden wouldn't have the, let me say this in a way that is not deemed as toxic masculinity. Let me get it right. Let's just say he wouldn't have enough toxic masculinity to say it right to the guy's face. How's that? Linda, that was pretty good, right?
I mean,
I'm a wordsmith here. He's not going to say that to the Crown Prince's face. And he says, oh, no, we're not going to make an oil deal. You're lying. He's going there to get and encourage Saudi Arabia to use their influence on OPEC nations to produce more energy because he's too stupid to produce it here and use our own natural resources. Do you know the world thinks we're stupid? At least our leaders are stupid. The American people aren't stupid. The American people understand that we can be energy independent. American people, remember Trump said, do you like your $2 gallon gas? Yeah, I'd like my $2 gallon gasoline. Yeah, I don't like paying twice what I paid last year at the grocery store either. You know, Joey's saying he's changing people's lives. Okay, for the worse, with, you know, the highest inflation in 41 years, highest gas prices in history, lashing out at critics. He goes to the speech screaming and yelling yesterday at the AFL-CIO, you know, pointing out, asserting that the economic problems facing Americans came from outside forces. No, they came from your policies, Joey. Sorry. Ari Fleischer said last night on the TV show that it's the first president to ever run on saying that the American people are wrong about the economy. No, the American people are right about the economy because they feel it and live it every single day. And then this lecture and this letter that he's sending to oil companies. Wrong, Joe. You know, if your policies would allow them to reduce the price of oil, you are the one that put these restrictive policies on them. Department of Energy saying they were selling another 45 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. By the way, we have to refill them for an emergency. It is a Band-Aid. I told you then it was a Band-Aid. It dropped prices for a short period of time, maybe like a month, and then they went right back up. So it's a Band-Aid solution. It's not the answer. You have some places where in California, nearly $10 a gallon for gasoline. California state average $6.43 per gallon for gasoline. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's frankly unbelievable. And they wonder why they're about to get the shellacking in the midterm. They're about to. I don't know if you saw what happened, and we'll get to this. In the 34th Congressional District, Myra Flores won every county, I believe, but one the last time I looked late last night. A Republican, it was a 38-point swing in terms of Democrat versus Republican. And she is a Republican. And she's going to, I think she's going to be a rising star in the party. So anyway, mortgage rates were up yesterday to 6.28% for a 30-year mortgage. A week earlier was 5.5. Now that we went up 0.75 basis points today, 0.75 point. So now we're going to be over 7% for a 30-year mortgage. If you use the example that I gave you earlier, if you put $100,000 down, $400,000 house, finance $300,000 of it, say you had a rate at 3.75, now you're going to get a, you're literally paying hundreds of thousands of dollars more over the course of your loan. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands. Wholesale prices went up 10.8% in May, a near record annual pace. What does that mean? The producer price index that measures the prices paid to producers of goods for services. That's up month to month, 10.8% over the past year. The monthly rise in line with the Dow Jones, which, by the way, is, you know, been taking one hit after another. An article, Yahoo Finance, property values falling all across Europe. And now with these rate increases, the housing market's going to stop. I'll tell you where it's not going to be as bad. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. Hannity, why are you guessing that? Because people are moving there and demand will still remain at a reasonable rate. It'll be lower, but it's not going to be, you know, bidding over asking price. It's not going to be those conditions. But with all the people that are saying the hell with this and getting out of these Adam Schiff hole states like New York and California and New Jersey and Illinois, they're all leaving to save money and have a better life. I mean, Florida is a perfect example. They take in half of the amount in taxes as New York. Their infrastructure is 1,000 times better than New York's. It's unbelievable. And a lot of people, well, what do we do with our money? By the way, for those of you who thought you were going to be billionaires with crypto, you're taking a pretty big hit too. But I think everybody knew, as I had said at the time, remember, Linda, we talked about it, don't bet anything that you're not willing to lose on crypto.
100%.
I think it might come back.
I mean, Ethereum's down below 1,000. That's the lowest it's been since it got on the market.
Yeah, it's been, well, no, it was, I know people that bought it at 200. But it was,
no, but
high,
I mean,
it was
since
over 4,000 and Bitcoin was over, it's what, $6,700 at one point.
But I'm saying to go down that much, if you have your money in crypto, Bitcoin, yeah, Ethereum, whatever it is, and to lose that much money, yeah, it's a big hit right now. And that's a lot. I mean, Ethan and I were just talking about it. If you're in the housing market and this is where, yep, you had all your capital, you're in trouble.
Anyway, Myra Flores, by the way, flips this Texas House district red in the special election. Good for her. I know she'll have a new district when she runs in November, but she seems like a real rising star. We have one of the radical nut job squad members predicting, quote, civil war if Republicans take back the House. Congresswoman Jamal Bowman, I don't even know where the person's from. Anyway, over the weekend, said far right nationalists could be emboldened to start another civil war if Republicans win back the majority in Congress after November's midterms. Okay, good luck with that. We'll see how that works out. By the way, Biden, Democrats, media, none of them cared about the assassination plot against Justice Kavanaugh. Took Nancy Pelosi over a month to pass security for Supreme Court justices. None of them condemned the doxing of giving out these justices' addresses or giving out the school name of Amy Coney Barrett's kids and the church that she goes to and how often she goes to church. This is sick. Anyway, a new GOP election integrity measure has the Washington Post nervous. RNC is spending millions this year in 16 critical states on a push to recruit thousands of poll workers and watchers. Most states have laws that say partisan observers get to watch the vote count start to finish. That didn't happen in 2020. Oh, Hannity, you're an election denier. No, it didn't happen. We didn't follow the law. We should follow the law if we want to have confidence in results and integrity in our elections. That's all I'm saying. In Pennsylvania, they need to follow their constitution. Instead of passing a bill, they needed to put forward a constitutional amendment. They didn't do that. By the way, Trump said, anyway, Trump congratulated Nancy Mace, who he didn't endorse. In that case, five-term Republican congressman who voted to impeach Donald Trump, Tim Rice of South Carolina, he's been ousted from Congress. This one seat, Myra Flores, is huge. I mean, that is a...
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.